With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Houthi rebels in Yemen say Israeli airstrikes have targeted the rebel-held capital of Sana'a and the port city of Hodeida. The strikes follow several days of Houthi launches setting off sirens in Israel. There's been more New York City subway violence as the man charged with setting a woman on fire awaits his next court date on Friday.
The NYPD says a man is under arrest for slashing two people on Christmas Eve at Grand Central Station in Manhattan, charged with assault. A 26-year-old female was slashed in the neck, a 42-year-old male in the wrist, both in stable condition, according to police, who say it started in the stairs leading to the train. Meanwhile, Sebastian Zepeda, the man charged with lighting a woman on fire on Sunday on the subway, remains behind bars following his Tuesday arraignment for murder. Where prosecutors said he not only lit her on fire, he fanned the flames with a shirt, and it was all caught on video. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits held steady last week. More from Shelley Adler.
The Labor Department says jobless claim applications ticked down by 1,000 to 219,000 for the week of December 21st. Continuing claims, which is the total number of Americans collecting jobless benefits, climbed by 46,000. That's more than analysts projected, and the most since the week of November 13, 2021. The labor market has hinted at some softening recently, but remains broadly healthy and has held up better than many economists predicted, considering that interest rates have been elevated for years. I'm Shelley Adler.
And on Wall Street, the Dow ahead 17 points, the Nasdaq Composite dropping 15. This is SRN News. The NBA cozies up to China.
The league says it will play a couple of preseason games in Macau next season, ignoring the concerns of religious freedom advocates who point out that China is one of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth. There's a lot of cash in China, and the NBA wants it. It had been playing games there until 5 years ago when Rockets GM Daryl Morey expressed his support for Hong Kong, and Beijing kicked the league out. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A report on campus anti-Semitism by the House of Representatives recommends cutting government funding to universities that boycott Israel. The report details the findings of 7 congressional committees and paints a dire picture of anti-Semitism in the U.S. In the wake of the Hamas attack on Israel last fall, pro-Palestinian protesters began harassing and intimidating Jewish students at schools all across the United States. This is SRN News. A cat died after eating pet food that tested positive for bird flu.
Oregon authorities say a house cat died after eating raw frozen pet food. The indoor cat contracted the H5N1 virus known as bird flu. In response, Oregon-based pet food company Northwest Naturals has recalled one batch of its 2-pound feline turkey recipe raw frozen pet food. The company says the product was sold nationwide through distributors in a dozen states and in Canada's British Columbia. Oregon authorities say no human cases of bird flu have been linked to this incident, but that those who were in contact with the cat are being monitored for flu symptoms. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
After on-and-off eruptions in the last 5 days, Hawaii's Kilauea volcano has paused again. There has been no danger to the public since the activity started. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.